You know, I hate to say it, but there is a controversy in the weather.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Now, many times, of course, we talk about how all you have to do is look around and you can find an economist who will espouse a view that you agree with, and thus they become the smartest people in the world. But, I mean, we're talking about the front page of the newspaper.
Uh-huh.
Above the fold.
Yeah, it says rain's coming.
Says rain on way to area. And
done deal.
I mean, that would seem to be.
Yeah.
I mean, and then right underneath that, Blinn, A&M, back in session. Okay, you know, that is an indisputable fact. Now, I don't know what the definition of area would be, but I mean, have they got some inside information that we don't know about? That the rain will be here? I hope they're absolutely correct, obviously.
Right.
And I don't mind if y'all sit in a cold, slanting rain on Saturday or Sunday. I mean, we need the rain.
Well, I got the official long-term forecast from Troy Kimmel yesterday, because I get those kind of things, you know, being on the football field and all of that
kind of
stuff.
Uh-huh.
And
Dear Tom?
Yeah. Well, actually, it was forwarded to a lot of people.
Oh, okay. I got you. Okay.
But anyway, he says for the football game now, that's what he was talking about on Sunday evening, that when the game starts, there'll be a 30% chance of rain, but that chance will decrease as the evening goes on. Temperature will be about 94 at kickoff and be about 10 degrees cooler at the end of the game.
Well, that would sound like that it would not have rained earlier in the day if it's 94 at kickoff. It's
right.
It's at 6 o'clock, is that right?
Yeah, so, 6:30. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean...
Yeah, I just gave you 30 more minutes.
Thanks,
Scott.
I appreciate
you
that.
You don't have to be there till 6:28.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm here, I know what I'm doing.
No.
Yeah, no, I know.
You get, right.
I know. Cause,
I turned the buffet.
Yeah, because they start serving an hour before, right? Yeah. And if you're not there early, you know.
It's not like Chase early, but
yeah,
I mean, it's
that
early.
That cheese sandwich will be gone, right?
Yeah, so anyway. All right. So, there you go. Did you see Kinky Friedman wrote a little column?
No.
About politics. He's, of course, you know, he ran for governor.
Yeah, he did. A couple of times, didn't he?
Or, he ran against Rick.
Yeah.
So this is a little bit of Kinky.
Excuse me?
A little bit of Kinky.
Oh, okay. Right. I'm sorry.
Really. Rick Perry has never lost an election, and I've never won one. And maybe that's what's wrong with the world. On the other hand, I've been friends with Bill Clinton and George W. and Rick Perry, and I thought at times we're bitter adversaries, but have remained friends as well. It's not always easy to maintain a friendship with politicians. He said, I've been quoted as saying, when I die, I want to be cremated and the ashes thrown into Rick Perry's hair. Yet, simply put, Rick and I are incapable of resisting each other's charms. He's not only a good sport, he is a good, kind-hearted man, and he once sat in on drums with ZZ Top. A guy like that can't be all bad.
Mm-hmm.
He said, when I ran for governor of Texas as an independent in 06, the Crips and the Bloods ganged up on me, figuratively. And when I lost, I drove away in a 1937 snit, refusing to concede to Perry. 3 days later, Rick called me and gave me a gracious little pep talk, effectively talking me down off the bridge of my nose. Very few others called me at that time. Such is the nature of winning and losing politicians in life. You might call what Rick Perry did a random act of kindness, yet in my mind, it made him more than a politician, more than a musician. It made him a mensch, which means a person of honor. So there you go. Coming out for Rick Perry is Kinky Friedman.
So the headline to that story would read, some kinky love for Rick Perry?
Something like that. Yeah, could make it that, yeah. Rick, at this point, Rick will take support from any place he can find it.
Mm-hmm.
I am sure about that. We did this yesterday, and seldom do I mention a story 2 days in a row, but this one is so good, so big, so important. And I think because Chase signed on to it with such enthusiasm.
Uh-oh.
If we can find somebody else, I mean, we just need a few.
Yeah.
But it was the story of Nancy Stevens. Nancy lives in Yorba Linda, California, and she's concerned about people who are driving too fast. And so she is trying to put together an army of yellow pace cars.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh. They have little stickers on there, and it would say that they are a pace car, and they would drive at the speed limit. creating, as she calls it, moving speed bumps. So if you want to be one of those people who drives on Texas Avenue at 39 and a half miles an hour.
Right now.
Yeah, right now. Yeah, and or over on
Welburn,
any of those.
Between George Bush and University.
Yeah. Of course, Briarcrest, you don't have to worry about it because they don't go fast there. But just an opportunity. And on the bypass.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just peg it at 69.5 and just keep it right there. And possibly drive in tandem with someone else.
Got behind someone on a two-lane highway yesterday.
Did you?
A highway, but it was two lanes.
Right.
And very few places where you could safely pass.
Mm-hmm.
And they were doing 60 miles an hour.
Yeah.
I think people like that should be pulled over. They should be cited. I'm dead serious. You should be cited. You are obstructing the flow of traffic.
Well, and I think you'll find law officers will quite often tell you it's the person driving too slowly that causes
That's just it.
A goodly number of accidents.
I mean, that far below, 10 miles below the speed limit is unacceptable in otherwise fine driving conditions.
Yeah, in good driving conditions. So there you go. And, of course, well, we just need more roads, Jace.
That's right.
President's going to have that. He's going to have us building roads out there.
Is that going to be another shovel-ready project?
Going to be part of that. Yeah, matter of fact. Going to be roads and bridges and airports.
Oh my.
Yeah, right.
Airports. We're going to get one of those?
Refurbishing. Or part of the infrastructure. Improvement of the infrastructure.
We've got an airport.
We have a couple of airports. Hello? Yeah.
Does your vehicle have the tenth of a mile decimal places?
No, it doesn't. But you know.
If it's got a needle, I think you just do it.
That's right.
Just right there off that center.
Just off of it a little bit.
You know, just right there.
Off of it.
Back off of
it
just a little bit.
So. We want to make sure you're not speeding. And
officer, I was going about that fast right there. So.
And you know, after all, at that speed is as they say, your tire size sometimes can be enough to throw you off a mile per hour or so. So we just want to make sure if you're going to be a rolling speed bump that you're not speeding.
Right. Woman, defeat the purpose.
Right. It's 7:20. If you want to do that, we'll get you. We'll do something. We'll find a way to get you a bumper sticker. It'll be sponsored by another radio station.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say, we might hold a goods drive for your funeral. How about that?
Yeah. A woman claims that she was burned when she was handed a cup of coffee without a secured lid at a Burger King.
It's their turn now.
And that's right. The suit was filed on Friday, claims the woman was handed coffee without the lid being securely placed on the cup, which spilled onto her body and severely burned her arm.
And she just slung it around? I guess she was just a sip and then it just fell in her lap?
I have no idea. The
she thought it was iced coffee.
Of course, was reminiscent, of course, of the famous 1990s lawsuit against McDonald's in which an elderly woman customer said she was seriously scalded by excessively hot coffee that was spilled on her lap. The case was ultimately settled out of court, but it fueled debate about the need for tort reforms in the legal system. I don't know if Burger King has any kind of a warning on their cup.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, if they don't, that's just irresponsible.
Well, it should say two things. Caution, contents may be hot.
Right.
Second, Mozon behind counter may not have put lid on.
We're not responsible for proper lid securement.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Make sure the lid is secure before it leaves the counter. That's your deal. We're not going to take any part
of
that.
Is this another job I got to do?
Well, or the customer might have to do. You know, you could do that. You could set it down on the counter and say, please make sure the lid is secure as you look at them.
No, you don't do that because then they pick it up and they throw it on themselves, hoping it's not secure, so they will burn themselves so they can sue you. I'll find out if it's secure or not.
We'll do that right there. Hello?
One more. Please don't squeeze too tight.
Yes, well, that's also true.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, wouldn't want the lid to pop off because of the cup becomes misshapen when you start squeezing on it.
And those little coffee lids, you know, with the little pooch-out zippers, you know? I'm always confused. Do you push those in or do you twist them off? You know what I mean?
Well, I believe you twist them off.
Yeah, do you?
They need to be thrown.
Because otherwise they could fall in there and you might ingest it.
House cement.
That's right. Or they might not, you know, or they might flap back closed and, you know, you wouldn't get any coffee.
But my concern is that if you do that, then you're liable to litter and it could get into the water and a fish could die.
That's right.
Yeah, because that's not happening right now with the drought. There aren't any fish dying or cattle.
Yeah. You have to be able to get the water from there to an actual body of water.
Yes.
Yeah, it would be difficult to do in this. But, you know, again, it's going to be raining this weekend. So
that's right.
Got that going for you.
Remember, it's
going to be raining.
It is done.
We got it. It's in the paper.
It's going to rain.
It must be true. I saw it on the internet.
You know, it's definitely going to rain when this drought's over.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you're right about
somebody
that.
Somebody told me that yesterday. Yeah. Yes. That this is going to rain when this drought's done.
That's right. Yeah.
When something's lost, you always find it the last place you look. It's the way it happens.
Yeah. Old coach said half the teams that played today lost.
Yeah, right. When's it going to rain, Slim? Well, as soon as this drought's over, it'll rain.
And then what'd your mailman tell you the other day?
Yeah, he said, what?
Now, wait a minute.
Oh, just because you can doesn't mean you should, right?